It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Singapore as tensions between President Trump and the chairman of the Federal Reserve continue to simmer.
He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed. I was surprised, frankly, that Biden put him in and extended him.
So, will President Trump sack Jerome Powell? And we'll bring you the latest on the sandal scandal as officials from Prada are in India.
I think what's interesting to me is that the company is now apologizing, that it is trying to make amends, and that India, for the first time really in modern history, has a voice in this dialogue.
And is Coca-Cola about to change its recipe? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the very latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Doctors in Britain have announced that 8 babies have been born using a pioneering 3-person IVF technique to prevent them from being born with devastating mitochondrial disease. James Gallagher has more details.
Mitochondria are in nearly every cell. If they're defective, then the body is starved of the energy it needs to function. It can lead to severe disability, and some babies die within days of being born. Mitochondria, though, are passed only from mother to child. So this method, pioneered by UK scientists, combines the egg and sperm from mum and dad with the healthy mitochondria from a second donor woman. The resulting child inherits 0.1% of their DNA from the donor.
Syria says its army has begun to withdraw from the mainly Druze city of Sueda. More than 350 people have died since last weekend, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Israel, which launched airstrikes on Damascus on Wednesday, says that Syrian forces in Sueda have been attacking Druze civilians. Ibrahim Alabi, an advisor to Syria's foreign minister, told the BBC Israel's attacks were increasing instability in the country.
What they are doing is actually putting the Druze community as a whole at risk, because while we are trying to calm sectarian tensions, when Syrians see that there's one group that is being aided by a country that still occupies Syrian lands, that just bombed the center of Damascus, that has military incursions into Syria, that is not helpful.
The US and Israel-backed group that has taken over food distribution in Gaza has given a rare press briefing after at least 20 people were killed in a crush at one of its sites. A spokesman for the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation blamed Hamas for causing the crowd to surge. He said his information came from the Israeli army. President Trump has launched another personal attack on the chairman of the US Central Bank, saying Jerome Powell was a knucklehead who was doing a lousy job. The president has repeatedly criticized Mr. Powell for not cutting interest rates, but Mr. Trump played down renewed speculation that he might fire him soon.
No, we're not planning on doing anything. We're very concerned. He's always been too late, hence his nickname, Too Late. He should have cut interest rates a long time ago. And the only time he cut them was just before the election to try and help Kamala. I think he does a terrible job. He's costing us a lot of money.
In a social media post, President Trump said Coca-Cola would start using cane sugar in the recipe for its famous soft drink for the American market. The exact formula has been a closely guarded secret since the US food giant was launched, but it is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. President Trump called it a very good move. World News from the BBC. Ukrainian officials say a Russian airstrike has hit a busy shopping area in a town near the eastern front line, killing at least one person and injuring more than 20 others. The head of the Donetsk region said a half-ton bomb was dropped on Dobrypilya, damaging dozens of shops and nearby buildings during the evening rush hour. He said it was likely people were still trapped under rubble. The Togolese government has defended the use of force to quell a series of opposition protests against constitutional reforms that pave the way for the Nyasingbe family to extend its 5-decade rule. Since June, people have also been angered by the arrest of government critics. The Minister of Public Administration told the BBC that activists living abroad were instigating violence to destabilise Togo's government. The largest piece of rock from Mars ever known to have landed on Earth is sold at auction for over $5 million. The 25-kilogram meteorite was found in the Sahara Desert in Niger in 2023. It was dislodged from the surface of Mars by an asteroid strike. This is the moment the hammer came down at the sale in New York.
This is your last chance. Try one more. I'll say fair warning then. It's with you, Isabel, and selling for $4,300,000. So, $4,300,000. Congratulations on online. Thank you very much.
The main stage at the popular dance music festival Tomorrowland in Belgium has been destroyed by a fire. The first acts are due to perform in the town of Boom on Friday. 400,000 people were expected to attend over two weekends. The organisers of the festival said no one was hurt and that they're working on a solution ahead of Friday. BBC News.